Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about walking with Jesus on the road to healing and recognizing the healing that we need sometimes isn't the same as the healing that we want. And many times we settle for a temporary healing and even desire that more than any other. God's desire is that those temporary healings come from time to time, but that our focus would be on an eternal healing. And so each weekday morning we're going to be talking and praying about a different aspect of something God's Word says about the healing that He wants us to receive, that He wants to give, that He wants us to be involved in. And this morning, we're going to focus in on healing through pleasant words. Some of our involvement. We've talked already this week about healing from God's mercy and through His Word, things that involve Him directed towards us and our reception of what He provides. But the Bible also teaches that we have availability to be involved in the healing that ought to take place among one another, in our relationships. Obviously, our relationship with God, but in our relationships with one another. And we do that through pleasant words, words that promote peace. Proverbs 16, verse 24, says, "Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and healing to the bones." I believe this is actually a two-sided equation, as technically equations are. The pleasant words, perhaps our first thought, and I think my first thought when I read this verse, is the pleasant words which I speak are healing to others. To use modern or more popular terminology in today's world, pleasant words help us to de-escalate. I think we all recognize what happens when tensions rise between people and somebody speaks towards us very aggressively. We enter that fight or flight mode and we either shut down and run away, or we become very defensive. Many times a combination of the two. And the heat level rises in the discussion. Things get said that aren't thought through. And we hurt one another. And it's the pleasant words that promote healing of the relationship, of the conversation, of whatever had been wrong. You know, that's typically when we think about needing healing. It's something's sick, something's broken, something needs mended. We want a broken arm to heal. We want it to be restored. And when relationships are broken, and when they're bruised, when they're cut a little bit, we can either pour salt in that brokenness, in that cut, in that wound, or by our words, by our accusations, by our tone, or we can help with the healing. With pleasant words, words of compassion, words of mercy, words of understanding. And when we learn to listen, when we apply the instructions that God gives us through James, that we're quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. That helps us discover the pleasant words which God's Word and God's Spirit wants to produce in us. Jesus says that it's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks. If you have trouble coming up with pleasant words in any circumstance, it's a good indication that it might be time right then to look at your heart. Maybe there's something about that particular circumstance that your heart is wounded in. And out of that wound, the overflow is not pleasant. And so these pleasant words help bring healing to others. As they're embraced, as they're loved, as they're cared for. But I think it goes even beyond that into the pleasant words that we speak not only bring healing to others, the pleasant words that others speak not only bring healing to us, but our own pleasant words bring healing in our own life. When we rise to a state of agitation for a period of time, it affects our body. It affects our mind. It affects our emotions. The pleasant words are not simply helping to calm the situation. They're helping to calm us. They remind us of who's really in charge. When those pleasant words are founded in the truth of God's Word, the healing to the bones is not just to the other person, it's healing to our bones. Many studies actually have been done medically on the benefit of prayer, of encouragement, of positive speech. The benefit when we hear it, but also the benefit when we speak it. Because that overflow of the heart principle continues to apply. Our focus on speaking pleasant words confines the trouble in our heart. When we speak words which aren't pleasant, we allow the trouble in our heart to grow. And it's a trouble that when we allow it to grow and we feed it, it isn't long before it takes over everything. And not directly related to the words that we speak, but it applies, I believe, in that regard. Years ago, 20 years ago probably, I was fairly diligent in watching NASCAR on Sunday afternoons. Just to unwind, to unplug my mind. And I discovered that particularly if the racing was aggressive, my driving became aggressive. What I had taken in and what I had observed changed something inside. And the words that we expose ourselves to through hearing, sometimes even through hearing ourself, change what's inside. And the importance of exposing ourselves to God's Word, to His truth, to allow it to shape our heart, to fill our heart, brings healing. Related to the healing we've already talked about this week, about God's mercy, about His Word, and the power of combining God's Word with the pleasantness of our words, magnifies the healing that we experience. It magnifies the healing that we help others experience. And so we heed the instructions of God's Word that calls upon us to do good, to speak those pleasant words. I understand sometimes our words really need to contain correction for ourselves, for others. But learn to do so in a pleasant way, in a way that's more easily accepted. Growing up, penicillin was the big thing to take if you were sick, congested. It kind of was the cure-all in our household. But those penicillin tablets tasted nasty. And so as an early childhood, Mom would crush them up, put them in a spoonful of maple syrup. The pleasantness, the sweetness of the syrup made the bitterness of what was necessary more acceptable. And that's what pleasant words do, even when correction and discipline is required. They bring healing. And the pleasant words allow us to receive and to accept that which may not taste good at the moment, but it's necessary. And so today, practice. Start your day examining your heart to see what's coming out. And then practice those pleasant words so that you and those around you can experience the healing that God wants you to have. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to have a heart that's filled with pleasant words, so that the overflow of our heart is not destructive to ourselves or to anyone else. So God, today, help us to know and experience and to share the healing that comes through pleasant words. May we find that healing for ourselves as we guard our tongue, even as we guard our heart. And may others around us find a healing that's needed in their life as we choose pleasant words. And God, may your word be like honey to our lips. The sweetness of it, may it bring the healing that's necessary. Even as your word corrects us, even as your word disciplines us, may we receive it as that which is offered for a purpose, for healing, for strength, for comfort. And God, may we be careful, not just in how we use our words, but how we use your word. The truth, the love, the mercy, the compassion, the correction of your word, may all of it be shared by us in a way that's pleasant. May our tone be guarded. May we consider the needs of the person that's listening, the person who might hear us. And may we grow with a greater healing, a personal healing, a healing within the body of Christ, a healing within our communities, as we choose pleasant words in all situations, truthful words, direct words, but words which promote healing. And as we discover the healing that comes through the words that we use, may we always lift up Jesus as the source, that as we lift up Him, that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.